This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday morning, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle, in which we will react to the final weekend of football games that were played in the NFL.
Kickers.
Boy, was that a fun game last night.
Damn kickers.
I know.
God.
I know. That's real shame.
The one thing that chaps my, you know what, behind it, Andy?
Ass.
Yeah, that. Is they keep saying that if it was a little closer, he was going to miss that kick regardless.
Oh no,
he was going to miss that kick.
No, that was a that was a mental.
Yes,
issue.
He was going to miss that kick.
Yeah,
no, there was no question.
Who
about
keeps
it.
Saying that?
Oh, that was the report this morning. But you're looking at
it wasn't even windy.
The TV nerds,
yeah,
like he was going to miss that kick. Regardless.
When they showed the replay, I was like, all right, is there at least like some wind? The flags were dead, man.
I thought they were going to get a penalty because the dude jumped over the. I was like, oh, they're going to get a retry.
Did you see the video? Apparently, in the pregame, there was a local Pittsburgh area Catholic
that.
Priest.
Yeah, man.
Flicking holy water on the end
dog.
Zone.
I done seen that. That's back. Well, you don't know them churches down in the south. We have that Norton oil.
Okay.
And that Norton oil. And oh God, I remember damn Pastor Smalls and that damn anointing oil. She's do that throwing damn olive oil everywhere, all over the damn place, all over the churches, putting on your face and making the cross, and then make you try to get the Holy Ghost and fall out. Damn near break your neck because you won't fall.
You ever just pretend you got it?
No.
No.
I would never fake. I don't fake the fall for Jesus now.
Because they'll know.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah, I don't fake the phone for Jesus.
And he doesn't fake the phone for Jesus.
No, I don't.
And neither should you.
Yeah, I don't fake the phone for Jesus.
You got to bring the real.
Yeah.
Hang on. I got to write that whole thing down. Don't fake funk for Jesus.
Yeah, man. Don't fake the phone for Jesus.
All right. There's one phone line available, shockingly. I can't believe that. At 404-726-0929. Falcons fans. We want to talk, as we always do, the Monday after Falcons game. Season came to an end yesterday. Look, if you want to talk about the game yesterday, fine. I'm glad the Falcons beat the Saints. They beat them twice this year. That's awesome.
Yes.
I think people probably want to talk about the bigger news that was made yesterday, which is that Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot have both been relieved of their duties. And one other item in the press release or in the statement from Arthur Blank, Rich McKay has been sort of reassigned.
Again.
Further, yeah.
Again.
Because wasn't this a couple years
yes,
ago?
Yes, Andy, there was a press release that said Rich McKay was
no
going
longer
there.
A part of the football.
Yeah. He has no office at Flowery Branch.
Okay, we were just kidding.
Yeah.
Now he's really not involved in the football.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Okay, we believe you this time. anyway, phone lines are open and full. We'll talk to Rico, who's in Cartersville.
Hey guys, how you doing? I appreciate you taking my call. I want to chime in on this. Yeah, I appreciate that the Falcons did win. I kind of wanted to see Raheem for another year, perhaps. However, let me just do a hypothetical. I never was a fan of Matty Ice or Matt Ryan. And so the hypothetical is, what happened if he does come in and he is the operations manager, so forth? And Randy hit the nail on the head with this one. Who would answer to him, say, for example, a Rivera or a Holmgren? And I kind of liken this to, I never forget what Kobe Bryant said when Luke Walton became the coach. He said, how could he coach me? That's all I got to say. Thank you, guys.
Okay, Rico.
Appreciate it, Rico. Well, Rivera and Holmgren, they're not in coaching search.
No, I don't think they'll be involved.
But I understand
search.
What he's saying. Established, yeah, right. Established coaches. I'm not saying they won't. I'm not. I would never say that. But it's going to come up in the interview. And sure. Okay, you answer to that, Ryan. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. You know that that Giants job open. You know that Cleveland job open.
Yeah.
You know,
everybody's got to answer to somebody.
Everybody got to answer to somebody. I do understand that process of it. That's why, you know, but more likely, that's why I'm saying get the GM first mm-hmm. and then let the GM and Matt Ryan together mm-hmm. go find a head coach. Now, the GM has to be somebody that Matt – and Matt knows a lot of people in the league. I would never say that. And I know now doing the broadcast, then you get in to meet more people sure. and get in more, you know, and things like that. And he's going to have a confidant, too. You know, he's going to have somebody you know.
He's going to have people.
Yeah, he's going to have, you know, vice president, yeah, whatever. Sure. He's going to have a staff or whatever you want to call it around him to make these decisions. But that's my only thing is, like, when they keep saying final say, on what? Because I know that's what's going to be asked in those interview rooms.
That's what I would ask.
Yeah.
If you're interviewing me for the GM job, it's like, well, okay, well, what do you mean? I don't get to make this choice or what choice?
Yeah.
You get to make which – I have to run this by you. You're next to me during draft night.
Right.
Like all my scouts have to report. Like,
yes.
What is the power structure? And if they don't like that, then they'll move on. If they like it, they'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like the thing about it is, I just hope that whatever it is made pretty clear. And then, by the way, Matt Ryan hasn't been hired yet.
Yeah, it's not.
Either. Like, that's not official. We just all are sort of working under the assumption that he's going to be the football operations. He's going to be the president of football operations. And, you know, once that is made official, we'll tell you for sure. But that hasn't been made official yet. Just in case anybody is confused by the way that we're talking about it. Whatever the power structure is, I hope it's made clear and we never have to talk about
Ever.
It again. I'm just like... I know that that's because of how bad things have been, and that's, you know, when the football is as bad for as long as it's been, you're tired of blaming the players. We understand you move your way up the ladder, and that's why Rich McKay has been mm-hmm. moved out of the sight of people because his name is so frustrating to Falcons fans. But, like, man, I don't want to talk about the power structure of the organization. I know that's the story right now. Like, don't get me wrong, and we'll cover it until they make it clear. But, like, you know. One of the hallmarks of bad franchises is us trying to figure out who's in charge.
Yes.
Norris is in
the room. He picked this guy. Hey, he didn't want this guy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello.
So I'll start this off by saying I just don't understand what the big holdup is with everyone with Matt Ryan and his career, man. Like the best player to ever play for the Falcons. It's just a head scratcher for me. But moving on from that, honestly, it was all needed. It was definitely something that had to happen. No matter what the last 4, 5, 6 games, what the outcome was, you could tell the clock management, the game management, everything from A to Z was just all jumbled up. They didn't know the ABCs, if you ask me. So, like, at the end of the day, yeah, it had to happen. One thing I will say, it kind of – rubbed me the wrong way that Terry didn't get a second shot at a head coach. I understand he made some boneheaded moves with Kirk Cousins and the Michael Penix thing, and he didn't hit on everything, but he didn't get to hire Arthur Smith. He was hired before, or Arthur Smith was hired before he ever became the GM. And then his one coaching hire was what ultimately did him in.
He didn't hire Raheem.
He didn't hire Raheem.
Terry Fontenot, though, did not hire Raheem Morris. He was hired while Terry was the GM, but that wasn't Terry's choice.
No.
Okay. Well, either way, I still, even then, that goes right on top of what
totally.
I'm saying. I feel
totally
like
agree.
He didn't really get the chance.
I agree. Appreciate it.
But at the end of the day, I'm just going to give you a hypothetical. What if they're bringing him in as the president of football operations slash GM, and he gets to make the head coaching hire as well?
Yeah, Norris, I kind of threw that out there in the first segment. Yeah. It's possible.
That's a possibility. It definitely is. That's why that'd be
a lot of responsibility. There's a lot of responsibility for somebody who's never worked in a front office.
Yeah,
before.
So it is a whole lot. And when you talk about that, but that goes back to who do you have as your guys,
your staff,
yeah. Because you gotta have somebody with some kind of experience in the front office.
Well, not
the business side, sure. Not somebody who knows this crap.
The football part of it.
The football.
Just the rhythm of the calendar. Yep. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you got to be getting ready for this 3 months before it happens.
Yep.
Right now, because that's about to happen in March, and then this happens in July. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, because you remember when Terry got, I think it's the second year, he started bringing his people in.
Yeah, well, that's what I was about to say to you is in the last 5 years, Terry has sort of slowly replaced a lot of the scouting staff and a lot of, it's him. Like, it's all Terry Fontenot people that populate the football operation.
Right.
That's hard to just turn that over in one offseason.
Yes.
Like, you can't just get rid of all, and maybe, I guess they could hire another search firm, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, like, you know what I mean?
I know exactly
what you mean. Because that took, like, 2 or 3 years in order for Terry to get all his people in there.
Yeah. So that's going to be the process if Matt Ryan is that.
Yeah. I like his point, though, which is kind of what we were getting at in a different way as far as this process of hire the general manager, work in collaboration with him to get the coach so everyone's on the same page. Terry Fontenot didn't get to hire a coach.
No, he did not.
Terry Fontenot got to work with two different coaches that were hired by
whoever
the people are that are sort of above him. I mean, it's pretty easy to sort of connect the dots between Raheem's previous stops, Raheem being here, who was in charge at Raheem's previous stops, and who is in charge here?
Yep.
Rich McKay, Tampa, and Atlanta. Like, pretty obvious.
Yes.
You were telling me you watched a great documentary about the Tampa years that sort of makes some of the Rich McKay stuff even more obvious.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It was really good and really telling about Rich McKay.
Yeah.
It's nothing bad at all. I have a lot of respect for him. Yeah. I really do, for his contributions to this organization, Tampa, the damn NFL as a whole. Rich is one of those dudes. He's a made man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like we just said earlier, he's moved again, somewhere else, in another office, another title, and all these different things. But don't think that Arthur does not talk to that man.
He will.
He will.
Of course he will.
He will.
Of course he will. And I know Greg Beadles was promoted to the CEO and president of the Atlanta Falcons. He was just the football president before. I don't know. Mm. I mean, good for these guys for continuing to – add lines to their resume and probably get raises.
I agree.
It's great.
Mostly.
It'd be super cool if they'd start winning football games, though. You know what I mean? I covered a lot of different teams in multiple different places. I don't remember talking about team presidents and CEOs and titles and power structure very much.
What'd you know? GM, head coach.
Well, what I also knew is the teams were good. So we were talking about them.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
For the most part.
Yes.
And we didn't start talking about all this crap either until the last 5 years when everything went south.
Yep.
You know, nobody cared who was in charge when they were going to the NFC Championship game because they were good. Because they had a good quarterback, which is what they need to do now.
Yep.
Before any of the other stuff matters. But they have to hire the other guys before they can get there. All right, Joey is in Carrollton. Hey, Joey.
Hey, guys. First and foremost, happy Victory Monday, at least.
Thank you, Joey.
We got to win.
Yes.
So, got to say that. I'll get right to it. The previous caller said, I'm a little hesitant on the Terry Fontenot fire. I understand he made some, crazy moves here and there, but I really think he gave us one of the best drafts we've ever had as a franchise. But granted, he is responsible for other things like the depth, the kicking position, other things like that.
The
so
record.
I understand where that came from. Tough break for him.
Yeah.
I am on team, kind of glad to move away from Raheem Morris there. I feel like we do need a different position there. Credit to Arthur Blank for, saying, hey, we need change. Everyone get out of here. We'll see how it all works out. But I just want to ask you guys real quick. Let's put you in the position of the GM, the possible Matt Ryan, president of operations here. You're looking at all those coaches out there right now who are available right now. Who do you want as the head coach for the Atlanta Falcons? That's all I just wanted to ask.
All right, thanks, Joey.
A good one.
Yeah, the one who's definitely going to win double-digit games and get him in the playoffs.
Yep.
I don't know.
Good one.
Like, every coach gets hired because their resume is good, right? And then 98% of them get fired.
Yep.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, I hope that the Falcons hire a coach that wins enough games to be here for certainly longer than 2 or 3 years.
Yes. Some stability.
What was Dan Quinn? Five, maybe? Five and a half or something like that?
Four
and a half, five and a half.
Yeah.
like longer than that. What was Mike Smith? 6 or 7? Something like that. Longer than that.
Yeah.
Like, and again, the reason why those guys are the longest tenured in this era is because they had a quarterback
yes.
who could play and win. And there are obviously other good parts of the roster too, but I mean it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Like the best years of Falcons football
when you have a good quarterback play
coincide with the best quarterbacks in Falcons
history. Yeah. And yeah. so you got that's the most important thing is that get a guy who can coach. Get a guy who can win the games. I mean, all that is important, and it's not a guy out there that I can say that can do it more than another. It's just not.
And there will be guys that have track records of winning. Like Mike McCarthy is out there. Mm-hmm. He's won football games in the NFL.
Yeah.
And there'll be guys that are hot coordinators and maybe haven't coached in the league before, too. Yeah. I don't know,
I know what I have as a preference, and that's just my preference of anything. I'd rather have somebody that's done it before.
Me too.
You know,
that's I would love to have somebody with a track record.
Yeah, I would love to somebody that has done it. Not saying that, you know, these hot young coordinators can't do the job. We'll never say that. I just want a track record. I want somebody that can hit the ground running. That's not learning on the job.
Yeah, but I mean, just look at the playoffs this year. There's Liam Cohens and there's Ben Johnsons who are in the playoffs, and there's Jim Harbaugh's and there's Mike Vrabel's.
It can go either way.
There's also obviously coaches that get hired and are fired or not in the playoffs.
Yep.
I mean, Pete Carroll was in Vegas for less than a year. Can we just all collectively pretend that didn't happen?
Let's do that.
I know no one really cares.
Yeah, but I mean, they're...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I do, but
yeah, but got me a guy saving that job. Like, hey, I mean,
a lot of affinity for Pete Carroll.
Yeah, I love Pete.
You know,
yeah, but
he didn't go to Vegas.
No, he was just out.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah.
So it didn't happen.
Well, Tom Brady's gonna have a bigger role.
That'll fix it.
Yeah, that will.
But wait, we can't make fun of great quarterbacks who don't have experience having bigger roles in franchises being the fix. If we're not going to make fun of this one. Nah, it's going to work for both. It's going to work for both, for sure. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Thanks for the calls. We'll get the phone lines open again at 1240. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off.
National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.